The heart pumps blood through the circulatory system, which transports nourishment to and waste products from every part of the body. The lungs remove carbon dioxide and oxygenate the blood. Oxygen-poor blood is fed through the pulmonary artery into the lungs. Oxygen-rich blood flows through the pulmonary vein back to the heart, where it is pumped to the body. When it returns from the body, it is low in oxygen. It flows into the heart and is circulated back through the lungs. The carotid artery carries oxygen-rich blood to the head. Blood returns to the heart via the jugular vein. It is then pumped through the lungs, where it is oxygenated, then back to the heart. The kidneys filter waste products from the blood. Blood from the aorta branches to the renal arteries. The kidneys filter the blood, then return it to the heart via the renal veins and inferior vena cava. The liver is the center of metabolic activity. From the aorta, the hepatic artery carries blood to the liver. Aorta, the hepatic and inferior vena cava return blood to the heart. The intestines absorb nutrients and fluids into the bloodstream. The aorta branches the blood through the intestines. The blood then follows the portal vein to the liver, where certain products are removed, then returns to the heart via the inferior vena cava. The aorta branches to the brachial arteries. The blood flows the length of the arms, through the fingers, and returns to the heart through the basilic and cephalic veins. Blood from the aorta branches into the two femoral arteries, which carry it down the legs. Blood flows through the feet, then back up the leg and into the femoral vein and inferior vena cava.